Faces of 9/11 Rescue by Su Sun. I got my acupuncturist license in 2001, 20 years ago. The same year 9/11 happened. This tragedy shocked the world. On the day it happened, I volunteered to join Pacific Acupuncture College team of the Federal Emergency Rescue after work. I still recall the silence and the deep sorrow on every rescue's face. 2 days after 9/11, there were no enough treatment bed for therapy. The rescuers were so sore, tensions, and stressed. Some of them did not rest for 48 hours. When they came to our therapy center, they just lay down on the floor directly. After a few minutes of treatment, they got up quickly and went back to rescue. They could not even get complete treatment and just took short breaks most of the time. I saw that they were exhausted, but they did not want to stop the rescue mission. We may not have known their name, but all of them were our heroes. I remember a woman who seemed to be over 60 years old. When she came to our treatment room, she said, "I feel dizzy." She was cook, a federal emergency. Her eyes were bloodshot. I asked her, "Do you have hypertension?" She answered, "Yes." She had no rest for 24 hours. I told her, "Auntie, you cannot be like that. You always stay by the fire or stove and have hypertension, bloodshot eyes, and dizziness. You really need to be careful to avoid getting a stroke." She informed to me she was supposed to see her family doctor, but she was too busy providing food and meals. I gave her a therapy session. She said she felt better. Then she went back to the kitchen. She was a fighter who did not leave the battle. She was wearing a cook apron, not a uniform, but with her spatula in her hands. She was a hero in my heart. Not only human came to rescue. When I was in the treatment room, a policewoman walked toward me with a big dog. I was scared of big dogs after once being chased by a big barking one, I thought. The policewoman needed treatment, but it was her dog. He had worked for 2 days straight. He was moving very slowly and looked skinny and dirty. Eventually, he was lying on the floor. I overcame my fear and touched the dog's back. I gave acupressure to his spine, hip, and legs. His eyes were calmer and docile, and he seemed to understand this immense tragedy. After 10 minutes, the policewoman said to him, "Let's go." The dog struggled to stand up. I caught him and helped him stand. I watched him walk out to the treatment center, working without shoes on the smoking runners. From that moment on, I was not scared of big dogs anymore. I adored him. He was doing what he could, and so was I.